Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and you're involved, and you're engaged. Sending me emails. Remember, there's a couple things you need to do. One is sign up for the weekly email blast. That's easy to do. Simply go to the website, joemessina.com. You'll see the little areas to sign up for the week, for the email blast. That's simple. I don't send out a bunch of them. I don't inundate you. I don't send out one a day. They make me crazy. I don't do that. You can sign up for the text alerts. Those are just as easy. Simply go to your phone. Pick it up. Look at it. Type GoJo, one word, GoJo, and send it to 77222. GoJo to 77222. All right, let me bring her on again. But I'm having a lot of fun. God bless. I'm looking over my. I'm looking over. I have a TV on, and I have it on for breaking news or what have you. And what were we talking about last hour?
We're talking about school shootings. That pretty, and what's wrong with males?
That pretty lady. What's her name? Stacey Abrams. Okay.
Stacey Abrams.
She and I was trying to take a. My brain just froze up when I saw her going. Oh, stop. Stop assaulting me. Anyway.
Come on.
Visual assaulter. So just
women should always believe and all women are beautiful.
Oh, right? God. You're killing me over here.
Is that where we are, 2021?
And you're to be believed,
you know,
right?
What year it is.
Everybody's to be believed.
That's what I said. All women, there's two things. All women are supposed to believe and all women are beautiful and none of them are fat.
You funny.
So Stacey Abrams is the queen of all women.
Yeah.
Given that.
You mean, I'm sorry, Governor Abrams, you mean, right? That's what she thought she was.
That was so funny, but she's not having that. You think she's going to win over Kemp? She probably will.
If they steal it, yeah. There's no way.
They're going to steal it.
Well, they're going to try like heck. Come on, you're taking all my hope. Don't take all my hope.
Sorry.
I mean, seriously. You got to keep me going. All right, so during the break, we were kind of having a little bit of fun talking about the this archbishop that finally spoke up against Pelosi. As a matter of fact, he didn't just speak up against Pelosi. If you listen to his speech, he actually talked about you shouldn't be voting for anybody who actively pushes for, abortion. And, again, I think there's four areas now up in her area that will not give her communion because the archbishop said she doesn't deserve to get communion because of her activism behind abortion. See, it's one thing to say, I believe a woman has a right to choose, and that's between her and her doctor, and shut your mouth. as an elected official. It's another thing to say, you know, as she always says, I'm not going to force my religion on anybody, okay? And where's my glass? Yeah, my
second. Exactly. If she can't have communion, can you imagine this woman scrounging around for wine? This is not a good look for her. Somebody give her some communion.
I said, she probably gets that little communion cup and go, who the hell put grape juice in my wine? What's going on? I thought everybody got wine. That's why I come here, for the wine.
She takes away the glass and takes the bottle. Oh, that's just sad.
No, but seriously, leaders. I mean, her and Joe Biden and other Catholics will say, hey, you know, I'm not going to push my religion on somebody else, and it's not my right to do, yada, yada, yada. And you go, okay, let's just say I buy that. Let's say I agree with you. That doesn't mean you have a right to actively advocate for this. That's not your role either. But they do it, and that's what that archbishop was saying.
But don't you can do that. It's your right, but don't profess to be a Christian or a Catholic, and don't expect to be able to do the same things that, you know, y'all have what you can do. You have your rules and regulations. And that's the thing about the left is no matter what they do, they still think that they are owed the rights to everything, you know? I heard a black preacher this week say the same thing, and I cannot remember his name, but he says, how do you vote Democrat? You cannot vote Democrat and be a Christian. Dang, it's bothering me that I can't remember who said that. But yeah, he said, no, there's no way. And I never understood that either. When one of Obama's first thing he did was to say, you know, no matter where you are in the world, we'll pay for your abortions. And like, how do Christians fall for that? Other than I had a girlfriend who said, they're bewitched. People are just under some sort of weird demonic spell that they can't. Listen, we have a lot of woke churches. I have all three. I think you know this because I text you and asked you this question. I've got all three grandchildren this week, and I want to take them to church. But I don't know where to take them. I drive the heck out to Chino Hills, but to Jack Hibbs Church, but I'm not going to drive them way out there. And I'll be doggone, you know, it was like scrounging around for a church that's not woke. It was a challenge. I think I found something. We'll give it a try. It's just it's a one-off. But it's sad that you just can't pull up to any church and trust, you know. The one church that I know has a really fun arena for children, and I contributed a lot of money to this thing. They've become so woke over the years, like, I don't even want my kids going there for a day.
Yeah, well, when we come back, I want to talk to you about the woke left who want to tell us what Scripture says. I don't think they can find Scripture. If they put their finger on it, they'll burn it up. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Turn off my peep.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Over to you, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. That would help, too. Really, seriously. So much appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. I mean, you really do need to get involved and engaged. It's only when we get to turn this whole thing around. Sonya Smith joins me as she does every week. Love the time that she spends with me. And, Sonia, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your, whether you believe it or not, because I don't do that Hollywood kissy-kissy thing. Yes, one of those, right. Oh, no, it's so great to see you. You look so good. I can't believe the facelift you had. You can't even tell. Anyway, go ahead. What?
Have your people call my people, and we still won't get together.
Wait a minute. You got people?
I got no people. Trust me. After I got found out as a conservative in Hollywood, my people has dried up.
Oh, God. No, I'm with you. I get it. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about the young man, person, that did all the shooting. And the first night, I wouldn't even really report on it. I just kept saying, look, you need to pray for these people. You need to pray for, you know, what's going on in their lives. And don't say that you can imagine what they're going through, because you can't imagine what they're going through unless you actually lose a child, right? Would you agree?
Oh, you're talking about the parents who have lost the children?
Yeah, I mean, you got these people going, oh, I can imagine what you're going through. Actually, no, you can't imagine what they're going through. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I
haven't heard anybody say they can imagine. I hear I can't imagine, and I'm in that camp. I just can't. And that's one of the reasons I have, like, one foot in the story and the other out, because I have children that are in I think those kids were in the fourth grade classroom where this happened to them. I've got fourth grade grandchildren, and I just can't seriously, like, visualize it, or I go nuts.
Right.
But this kid, I mean, we were talking about this in the prior segment, but I just think that kids are so hopeless now. Many of them are. And I honestly think for the safety and well-being of your children, you got to get them out of public schools.
Well, listen, this guy had, you know, I said it that night that information will be trickling out. You need to slow down. You need to pay attention. And now what we're finding out, there's so many things. This kid was 4 years. Now, he's 18 years old. 4 years ago, they picked him up at 14 for threatening to shoot up a school
they found that not to. They thought it was a 13-year-old. I watched some of the press conference today. Yeah. They thought he was one of those kids. There was a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Are you sure? Because, well, I believe you. If you saw the press release,
I think to your point, though, there were enough red flags.
Yeah, there were a lot of red flags. But look at, he was, there was problems at home. Okay.
But who doesn't have those?
What's that?
Who don't have those? Well, his mother was a drug addict.
Right. And the reason he moved in with grandma and grandpa was because mom was a drug addict. Right? He had photos of himself going out, selfies with him and guns, you know, out there.
Like you said, you come from a family of guns. Is that enough? I'm just playing devil's
guy. No. I'm not suggesting they should have jumped all over the stuff when they saw it. It's the way the guns are displayed. I would never put out myself with, you know, a picture of my arms crossed and a pistol in each, you know, send it out on Instagram and go, boy, look at me, aren't I tough?
So did they remove his posts from, because I think that's what I heard, those posts that he had, they removed them. So
they may have now, but the people who've already grabbed the posts before they went down.
They were there.
Right.
I think in hindsight, it's always easier to go back and go, oh, my God, this kid was a time bomb.
Yeah, but you see this all the time, Sonia. I mean, I'm not going to say 100% of the time, but definitely well over 90% of the time where they go, yeah, he had some signs here, and yeah, he did this, and yeah, he was like that, and, you know, right?
Okay, so say he does have all this stuff up, and he is a problem, and I heard people are saying he was bullied. I heard he was the bully. So, and I heard that he randomly shot people with his BB gun driving down the street. But I don't know how that translates into, I'm going to shoot my grandmother in the face and then jump over a schoolyard fence and blow away 19 children. I just don't know how you start, if we are living in the land of the free, do you arrest somebody or can you just bring him in for questioning? I don't know. I'm really asking. So
I am of the mindset where, you don't just take everything away from him. You don't just, but bring him in for maybe get in front of a psychiatric person for 72 hours. I don't know, but here's what I do know. I mean, every place around here or everything around this incident failed. I mean, the FBI had him on the radar.
Oh, everything failed.
Right? When he was at school, even the kids in school that were interviewed said he was having problems, to your point. Some said he was being bullied. Some said, well, he was being bullied, and then when something went sideways is when he became the bully. The last couple of months, he became the bad guy. Do you know what I mean?
Right. No, and it's funny because I'm sorry, I was just thinking there, because remember the whole campaign of the left a few years ago was bullying? Their whole thing was bullying? Yep. And it's so funny because, like, when I was a kid, I was constantly bullied. But, like you were saying earlier, it didn't make me go, I want to grab my father's gun and go and shoot up everybody. But, again, we have all this time of children being raised by video games and no fathers in the home and boys on drugs and boys being told that they're toxic and not good enough and they need to question their sexuality more recently. We didn't respond maybe that way because we didn't have as much influence over evil. You know, evil didn't have as much influence over us as it does now, to these children now.
You know, they start talking about, right, because they also have no God in their lives. There's no higher power. There's no, they're made
when they
fun of.
That?
They're ridiculed for it.
That's right.
You know?
You have to contact Jay Sekulow just to have a Bible reading class, you know?
I know.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But, you know, and I may have told you this story about my grandson's teacher gave them a book report, and they had to do a report on their favorite book, and he chose to do his on the Bible, and it was during COVID, so that we had Zoom school. And me and my daughter were like, we were just like gunning for him. If they Jesus shame this baby, we're going to go. And it turns out when he said it, another kid said, that's my favorite book too. And they just all chimed in.
Cool.
They just chimed in. It just opened the door to talk about the Bible.
See that? He was able to give them the courage to open their mouths. That's cool.
Hey, gotta go for a break. We didn't tell them that this might be a problem. We just let them do his thing.
Well, we're going to be back in a minute, and we're going to talk about more of the issues that this young man had that should have been signs of somebody just intervening in any way. We'll be right back.
Right.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled and is livid about the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre.
There are people who deserve answers the most, and those are the families whose lives have been destroyed. They need answers.
The Republican governor telling reporters every bit of information he was given from investigators on Thursday was wrong. Police admitted they waited for nearly an hour for reinforcements before breaching the classroom door where the gunman was holed up. The Department of Public Safety admitting it was the wrong decision. This Memorial Day weekend is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic hit. Despite gas prices being historically high, over 39 million people plan to travel by car. That's up almost 5% from last year. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, we are back. Gilbert's in your house. We are back. It's always good if you watch the buttons, you know, figure things out. Anyway, Gilbert's in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. And you only get that by getting informed. You only get informed by listening to me, to us, to weans. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and her viewpoint on things. Sonya, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun when you're on. Whether you believe
it or not. Oh, that's good. But you know what, Joe? I listen to your show enough to know that you say that to everybody. So.
Well, Oh,
yeah.
Well, see, I have a lot of fun with everybody. See, I'm an easygoing guy. Yes, there you go, right? Okay.
You are easy. But, like, okay, so we were talking about the lunatic who,
the animal.
Evil.
But we were talking about some of the issues, some of the things. Look at, he showed up to school one day. I don't know if you read the article about... he had taken a knife to his face and cut himself up with a knife.
Okay.
When they were asking him why he did it, he said, because I think it looks cool.
Okay.
Now, he might have been screaming for attention. I don't know. Matter of fact, one kid said it looked like a cat attacked him. That's how the scratches were.
Okay.
So, you know, that should have been a bit of a sign. Maybe a counselor at the school could have said, hey, let's have you talk to somebody. You know, kind of thing. But nobody would get involved. Nobody actually engaged.
But, okay, so, if the only person, the only people or person who saw him cutting his face and his only explanation was, I think it looks cool, we're living in a society now that says everything goes, and especially if it's cool. So, why would a kid go to the counselor? He's not clearly doing this in front of the counselor, so you would have to have a kid go to the counselor and go, I'm concerned, but they don't have any reason to be concerned because the kid said, I'm doing this because I think it looks cool. You know, it's just like he wore eyeliner because he thought it was cool, or whatever kids do nowadays, nibble rings because they're cool. They're not
for me, the eyeliner's a little different than, like, you know, cutting your face up. He did have a stutter. Apparently, they bullied him for having a stutter. You would think that the
teachers... Think of the old days. Think of our days. If you had a stutter, you got teased. You dealt with it. You know?
Look, I got teased all the time for having a car that was filled with Bondo.
I tell you all the things I got teased about, you know?
Right. So, but, you know, that was a question I asked somebody earlier this week. Maybe you can help me with this. It's kind of like when we were kids... As I started to say before, you know, I was around guns, I was around this kind of thing. I never once, no matter how mad, no matter how irritated I got, I never thought of going back to the school or grabbing my uncle's gun and going over to the guy that stole my girlfriend and shooting the place up. It wasn't a thought in my mind.
But you weren't raised in an environment that says something as simple as words are violent. So if you're perceiving everything in the world as an affront towards you, then you need to take up for yourself. And I could see how these kids could resort to that. I mean, I saw kids that were like basically middle America black kids in my neighborhood, and they ended up joining gangs and shooting each other up and winding up in wheelchairs, which is the stupidest thing ever for these kids.
Yeah.
But they were told that they had a right, that they were entitled to their anger, and that people were disrespecting them if they stepped on their tennis shoes, and that was worthy of it. And then there's that rumor, whether it be true or not, about guns and drugs being dumped in. You've got drugs. These kids are battling stuff that, yeah, we could easily say, no, I never thought of going to shoot. But you weren't on drugs. You weren't watching video games all day. You had family. You had extended family. These kids, half of them don't have fathers. Mm-hmm. More than half of them have fathers. So I don't know that we can compare even our morals to that. We went to church.
Yep.
We can't compare our childhoods to their childhood. It's so different. I even worry, how am I going to raise a kid in today's world? We were raised to love America. We had honor. We had allegiance. We had so many things. I mean, I went to Bible school when I was in elementary school. Every Friday, we'd get carted off for the kids who wanted to, and we'd go to Bible study.
Wow.
That's a public school.
I wasn't there.
We can't even begin to compare our childhoods with what these children are going through. And I think this boy was sick, but he had a sick mother, and I don't know who was going to be there to report it. And if you say something in school, like, I'm cutting myself, there are cutters in school. And if he says, if his explanation was, because I think it looks cool, no kid's going to report that to a counselor because they don't think it's reportable. But there were things that he said he was going to shoot up people. He was going to kill his grandmother. He said, and I think that under the radar, those things should have been checked out. And maybe they were.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you start hauling people in because they say crazy stuff.
I don't know if you haul people in, okay? I don't know if that's the... Especially when it comes to the kids.
That's the solution.
You don't throw them in handcuffs and bring them into the police station.
Right.
I think to have a counselor on staff or to bring in a counselor, you know, kind of hang out, maybe hang out in the quad, the area where they have lunch, and just have them talk, just discuss. You know, there was, in our school district, there was an organization, and the organization had very young-looking counselors. So they would go on site, and they would just kind of hang out and talk to kids, and they'd go pretty much looking for that kid that was having trouble. And they were able to stop a lot of things at that time because, again, there wasn't this 50-year-old counselor that the kid's trying to connect with. I'm never going to connect with this young person.
Exactly.
But they had younger people in there that did connect, that did make those connections, and were able to make changes and save
them. Here's my dream, and if I had got to write my TV show based on what we're talking about, and you tell me if I'm saying this just because I'm naive and I'm a girl, but I wish that those people could minister the word of God to these children. Not just like keep a watch on them because they're a live wire, but really find out love up on them, I guess is what I'm saying.
I hear you. But they've been taught up to this point. They've been taught that to ridicule God, that God doesn't exist, that anybody who believes in God is a nut
job.
Yeah,
but I bet if you get a hurting person,
okay,
on a one-on-one, away from everybody, sometimes it's just a seed planting. And like you said, if there's these younger counselors and they're watching the student, you know, you just plant the seed and you just keep interacting in that kid's life, because I know that those people don't think that anybody's there for them. I know that they think that they're alone and they're very hate-filled and angry. And I think that that's only replaced by people who have the love of God in them.
Right. I agree with you. So let's beg the question. Does this Texas school shooting, does it highlight the need for faith, for a higher purpose in kids' lives, to teach them that there's more than just what makes them happy?
Let me think. Yes, that might be a solution. And, Pastor Jeff, my pastor said this last week, give us 30 days. Can we just try it our way for 30 days and see what happens?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Listen, think about something. These people keep throwing money and stupidity at every issue. And I go back to say the same thing. I'm just going to stick with it. We didn't have these mass shootings in the 60s and 70s. Yes, we had people, you know, protesting and doing things, and schools were, you know, things were happening in schools or what have you.
Killing people.
But we weren't running around killing people. Why don't we bring back the ability for mom and dad to give you a little slap upside the head when you get out of line, right?
Oh, you're asking way too much here.
You know, allow discipline for all children.
Well, here's also the problem. Not only are the kids sick, but the parents are sick. And I shudder to give that sort of, I'm not saying to not, that I have any control over the power of parents, but I think some parents don't know how to spank or they don't know how to do that appropriately. For instance, this kid's mom was a drug addict. I don't want to tell her that she's got the right to, you know, to discipline punitively.
Well,
so, I'm not saying she can't. That's her son. But then you're talking about abuse by a sick person.
Well,
so
hang tight.
Parents need help, too. I guess that's all.
Yes, they do. Yes. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Rejoin. For our classy lady. Don't we see me your host? No, I'm not the lady. Sonya Schmidt is. Sonya Schmidt joins me as she does every week. What? Go ahead, say it.
You can identify any way you want, dear. You want to be a classy lady, you are.
Listen, I have to admit this. At times I have identified as a woman. And the reason I've done that is I have to pee so bad I can't see straight. And there's some guy taking up the men's room, so I just go in the women's room. And when I come out,
exactly,
I just look at him, shrug my shoulders like, go ahead, who are you going to call?
But don't you find women's restrooms much more sanitary and less smelly than the men's?
Less smelly, yeah, okay, I guess.
If I were a dude, I would always identify as a woman, so I wouldn't have
No. See, this is where you confuse. This is why there is a difference between us. When we go into a men's room, we don't see it that way. We're just going into a men's room. Men pee on the floor. Don't know what to tell you.
I don't know.
No, really.
It made us different. See? In some ways, too different.
You know?
But then the women are always hogging the mirrors. You can't even, you know, you got to wait in line to get to the mirrors. So
there's two articles that recently came out, and we were kind of talking about it. One was the need the need for God again with our kids. And right on its heels, another one of these, you know, psychologists came out and said, ready for this? Boys need fathers.
I'm sorry to be flippant.
Well, no, no. I mean, what? You need a PhD to figure this out? Boys need fathers.
But that's also, we were talking the very first segment about how black people, Stacey Abrams, could put down farming, and I told you how it's connected with black past. It's too connected to slavery. So it's the same thing. When it's like airing our dirty laundry when you say boys need fathers. Because black women, being single parents by what, 70, at least 70% now, we don't want to admit that, yeah, our children would be better off with men.
72% of black homes are fatherless.
Okay. So we don't want to come out and, that's a lot. We don't want to come out and agree with that, because what are we going to do with that information? We're just going to feel bad, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's not like we can run out today and go, oh, well, heck, let me go get a husband, you know? So it's really, we're holding on to, and listen, I was a single parent. I have wonderful kids. One of my daughters is a single parent. Between the two of us, we're raising an incredible young man. It can be done. It's not optimal. And I think both of us, I realize it, she realizes it. But we don't want to be honest about our dirty laundry. So, yeah, it is really obvious, but it's nothing we're going to say out loud. It's like, don't say the quiet part out loud. But I think in terms of the God thing, I think parents have to get it first. I think parents have to get it, and then they can understand. Once they receive it, then they can impart it to their children. It's like sending your kids to Sunday school and you stay home and have a beer. If you do that, it's not going to be as impactful. You have to set an example.
Oh.
And I think that the God thing has to be real. So if you go and you get a relationship with God, maybe a relationship with your church and other people, eventually you're going to pass that on to your children, because you will understand the importance of it.
You know, it's funny you saying all this. Is about a year ago, I did a story on father involvement, because, you know, they're trying to do away with Father's Day. And you go, okay, so first and foremost, this is where the left is always off. And so we're going to do away with Father's Day when study after study after study shows that when you have a father in the home, the dynamics change tremendously, right?
Yeah.
And on top of that, after all of this, you look again at how you raise boys and where boys need to be. When you have a fatherless home, the kids are more likely to go to jail. Or to get in trouble. When you have a father that goes to church regularly with the family, the kids are more likely to hold on to their faith later in life.
Wow.
Think about that. So if dad goes to church with mom as a family, doesn't even say that he engages or
no,
volunteers
just goes,
or whatever.
Set that
goes.
Example.
Yeah.
But see, and this is my, I'm going to go back to conspiracy theory, Sonia. This is why I believe the left has targeted black males in the way that they have. And I think all males in general. But if we had black males that conducted themselves as they did, you know, like antebellum South, looking for their families, going to church, learning to read. That's how they learned to read, was from the Bible. Black men would not be where we are now. So they had to do what they do now, you know. They have to make them aspire to only be working bikini-clad women. So I think that that's a concerted effort to drag our men down and to keep them from church. But boy, can you imagine what it would be like if there were a movement of black men going to church?
See, I love that you're talking about this stuff, because I you know, again, my old black pastor used to say this all the time. And again, if I say it, if I repeat his words, I'm a racist. But I know he came out like a Mother's Day or a Father's Day. He'd always do the sermon, and he'd look out there and he'd go, "You women, you have got to stop picking these men. And you can't change a man. And you guys, same thing for you, but you women do it more where you think you're going to change this man and make him who you are. No, you're not, actually. It doesn't work."
The problem with young women, and I will tell you this because I'm an old woman, ooh, is young women have fertile wombs.
Okay.
And unlike females in the animal kingdom, where the male has to fight to the death, basically, or close to it, to get anywhere near this. If you can just, like, call us when you say you're going to, we give you a baby. So, am I lying here? Am I exaggerating?
No, you're telling the truth. I just, you know, it's seriously, and people need to hear this.
But it is motivated, I believe, because we have these fertile wombs. We're at the point in our lives where it's on. And because, you know, we've dumbed down society so much and don't expect anything of men. Listen, I'm serious. If you just, like, show up, we're happy.
Right.
Not me, per se. I am sort of, but no, I mean, we expect so little, and because there's so much accessibility towards, like, there's women are just, like, giving it away now, everything, money, their bodies, everything. So we don't know what to do in order to get a man to be in our lives and care about us, and we have no expectation for that anymore. And I'm, again, this is the show of me generalizing like crazy. But it wouldn't be a 72% single-parent household if we trusted that men would want us.
No, you're 100% correct, and I agree with you for a lot of reasons. But, you know, one of them is they show studies about, for instance, when dads show their sons how to treat women by how they observe him treating their mom, for instance.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you try to tell people that, and you say, look, you don't understand that the examples are at home, and dad should be taking their daughters out for a date. Now, that some people go, well, that's pretty sick. No,
they're getting rid of father-daughter dances, too, by the way.
Why? What? There's only one reason for that.
You know why?
Yeah, I know why.
But they're also, they're claiming that inclusion thing, and then they're going to have, like,
what, you want Daddy's Son Dance Day? Because
yes.
It ain't going to happen in this house,
yes.
What, you know?
Well, trust me, that's next. Trust me.
They're sick in that light.
They don't realize they're sick. I don't think you can be sick and know you're sick.
No, that's probably true. But,
yeah,
I mean, you know, you think about all the things that and I'm just going to say it, I'm not going to make some people crazy, but a traditional family brings about. If you have, the studies show that you have to have a mom in the house because they're the ones that teach boys about empathy and about, you know, how to treat, and dad is just the opposite. Dad is the one that teaches the boys how to step out, how to be a protector, the whole nine yards. There are things that come from both groups, male and female, not 79 groups, but just two, male and female, and when you think about it, and you think about the traditional family, the balance is there.
It is there by God, by nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's...
Nature's God, which is God.
Right. But if you hate God,
then
you have to hate everything he stands for, and that's who the left is. And that's who's been bullying us. And they're not a huge part of that. You know, I saw from 27 to 30-something percent of people, I think... you know, socialism in college and all that has probably gone to 40%. I don't know. But this is not a huge group of people, but we let them be the boss of us.
Yes, because we're a bunch of wussies. Anyway, Joe Steve, your host, Sonya Schmidt, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Can I go now?
No.
Oh,
I'm going to make you hang out and talk to me after the show. Joe Steve, your host, God bless, guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.